Thousands of Americans are trapped behind Taliban checkpoints.
Caution, your paradigm is about to shift at the intersection of fact and reason. You're entering Kingston Country.
I'm Dan Kingston, and you're listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.
We have no indication that they haven't been able to get in Kabul through the airport. We've made an agreement with the Taliban thus far. They've allowed them to go through. It's in their interest for them to go through. So we know of no circumstance where American citizens are carrying an American passport are trying to get through to the airport.
And yet today, Saturday, U.S. officials warn Americans to avoid Kabul airport. It's directly contradicting what Joe Biden just said the day before, yesterday, August 20th. Again, today is the 21st. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul, what's left of it, is warning Americans to avoid the Kabul airport. It directly contradicts what Biden just said. Is he not acknowledging the reality on the ground because he's in denial, or is he knowingly covering it up or thinking that he can actually sway public opinion by not reporting what's on the ground? You have the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan, what's left of it. They say because of potential security threats outside the gates at the Kabul airport, as we've all been seeing, right? They say we are advising U.S. citizens to avoid traveling to the airport and to avoid airport gates at this time, unless they receive individual instructions from a U.S. government representative to do so. That's what the embassy posted today. And yesterday, everything's just fine. Today, they say don't even try to get to the airport. Well, I guess you don't have instances of Americans getting stuck at checkpoints if no Americans even try because they're told not to. Is this all just a public appearance campaign, a PR campaign, that Biden thinks that maybe he can just smooth the way it looks and ignore the fact that Americans are trapped, thousands of Americans are trapped behind the Taliban checkpoints? There's videos and there's reports of American citizens having passports taken by the Taliban at these checkpoints. Americans are being beaten, reportedly. And so how do we really know what's going on? And now they're being told don't go to the airport at all. I mean, that's probably a good idea if passports are getting seized, if Americans are being beaten. You got reports of Taliban going house to house looking for Afghan Americans who worked with the Taliban or, translators, this kind of thing. And so the situation is what we're seeing, on video and what's coming out from the White House, two completely different things. Now, this is from Paul on Twitter, at Quantumist. He says, just spoke with my son, who's trying to organize a way out from some in country. The basic guidance is get out of Kabul, go native, get local garb, and follow escape and evasion tactics, and head to one of the borders. Avoid contact with everybody, go alone or in a small group. That's from at Quantumist, Paul Q. Mays. Thanks for that contribution. I think that makes a lot of sense. You're on your own, essentially. If you're an American, find yourself trapped in Afghanistan, you're essentially on your own, despite what the president is saying, that, we're not going to leave any American behind, and whatever we'll do, we'll get the Americans. And then at the same time saying, but we have no reports that Americans can't get to the airport. No, they're just fine. Everything's fine. And by the way, I did a great job, as you can see. I mean, it could be a lot worse. It's like, what reality is this guy in? Our greatest fears on Joe Biden have been realized. It's so bad. Biden is so lost. He makes Obama look competent. Wouldn't you agree that Biden is so lost, he makes Obama look competent? Well, could Joe Biden end up being the worst president in U.S. history. And you say, could be. Yeah. Okay, he is. I think it's clear now. And, you know, I took a break. For those who follow the show know that I took a break for a while after Biden got elected, and for personal reasons, and also to truth be, you know, to be completely honest, to give a chance. Maybe I was wrong. You know, you can't be so certain in everything you know. And so I wanted to give it a chance. See, maybe I had it wrong. Maybe Biden would be a steady hand on the wheel. I mean, of course I didn't think it, but prove me wrong. Give him a chance to prove me wrong. And oh boy, the greatest fears have been realized. And I think he has rightly earned himself a place as one of the worst presidents, if not the worst president of all time. You got to wonder, would the country be better in the hands of Kamala Harris? And I don't say that or ask that question lightly, but as I said in the last podcast episode, that a bad direction is better than no direction at all. And right now we have no direction or a semblance of a PR campaign that's not rooted in any kind of reality. At Piper Pearson on Twitter says, Camilla won't be in office that long. Hillary will be chosen as her VP, and then Harris will resign for personal reasons for the good of the party. Clinton will become president without having ever been elected. I just didn't think it would happen until year's end. That's an interesting theory, Piper, and it could very well be the case that Camilla takes charge. And then what happens? That's the question. Once Camilla Harris is in charge, now is that just a stepping stone for Hillary Clinton? And we'll have to see. That's a few steps down the road. Will Biden be forced to resign? That's a real question. It's a real question. Will Biden be taken out by the CIA? Will he be CIA'd? That's a real question, too. Former aides, Obama and Clinton advisors, everyone's rushing to distance themselves, right, from Biden. Nobody's defending him. Have you noticed it? Even on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, nobody is defending Biden. Even his allies. You know, it wasn't Biden. He was supposed to be the cure to his predecessor, who was, right, they say Trump was self-centered. They say he's too off the cuff. He's unsteady. And Biden presented himself as the cure to this, right? Somebody with a steady hand. Somebody who's predictable. Somebody that the elites find palatable, right? That's what Biden sold himself on. Going back to traditional, American values of defending the world, being America's police officers, this kind of thing, right? And what happened? What's happened? Well, this shows that it was all a lie. It was all a lie. It was all just a PR campaign, a Biden branding. And you know, now everybody can see. He's a phony. He's a phony. Even the people that supported him the most. And you can't survive, right? He can't survive this if he has no support on the left. And of course, he has no support on the right. Even the neocons alienated himself from everybody. The neocons hate him. The far leftists hate him because, oh, the girls in Afghanistan. Oh, you got to protect the girls, you know? And just middle America, everybody can't believe it. What they see on TV, they can't believe it. Worse than the images from Saigon, right? Worse than the helicopter image of Saigon. You got people dropping from airplanes, babies being handed over barbed wire. It's unbelievable. Former Defense Secretary Obama, Leon Panetta, says, I just had the feeling that he was so wrapped up in the decision itself that he forgot the basics of implementation. That's Leon Panetta. Pretty damning, right? He forgot the basics of implementation. And then David Axelrod, an Obama strategist, of course, says, the way it's ending at least thus far, is more problematical and cuts against some of the core perceived strengths, competence, mastery of foreign policy, supreme empathy. It's as if his eagerness to end the war overran the planning and execution. I mean, this is damning. This is damning stuff. This is coming from Democrat strategists, right? A month ago, Biden said it was highly unlikely that Kabul would fall to the Taliban. He said under no circumstance that it would be like a Saigon exit. It's worse than Saigon. And yet today, was it today or recently at least, Biden told George Stephanopoulos that this was inevitable. I believe that was yesterday or 2 days ago. He said Biden told ABC correspondent George Stephanopoulos that this was all inevitable. All inevitable. Does he not think we're paying attention? That nobody's watching what happened a week ago? Or is it just he can't remember what happened a week ago? He refuses to take responsibility for making any errors at all. He puts all the blame on Trump through some kind of twisted, convoluted logic. Nobody's buying it, not even the left. And so now I got to play you this clip. Listen to this.
We've been in constant contact with the Taliban leadership on the ground in Kabul, as well as the Taliban leadership at Daha. And we've been coordinating what we're doing.
We've been coordinating what we're doing with the Taliban. We're in constant communication with the Taliban. That's coming from the President of the United States. This is a nightmare. We have thousands of Americans trapped behind Taliban checkpoints, and the President of the United States is saying that we're coordinating with the Taliban. The Taliban's reportedly going house to house, executing those that worked with the U.S. And there's checkpoints, you got American passports being taken away, and reports that Americans are being beaten at Taliban checkpoints. Was that part of the deal, Joe? Was that part of the coordination, close coordination with the Taliban? Yeah, either it is, and you know about all this, or it's complete bullshit, Joe. You got Ephraim Matos, is a former Navy SEAL working on the evacuation effort through his relief organization. He says this: U.S. passports, driver's licenses, they are confiscating those pieces of documentation from American citizens. They lose proof of who they are. And this has happened on multiple occasions in multiple places. Yet President Biden maintains he knows no circumstance where American citizens are unable to make it to the airport. Come on, Joe. You're working with the Taliban by your own admission. Of course you know about it. So where do we go from here? This is a rapidly developing story, and we have to watch it closely. Thousands of Americans trapped behind enemy lines, no leadership, absent at the top, and unfortunately, it looks like it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Kingston Country. You've been listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.